Hi, everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And that is not an advantage.
And welcome to the show. How are you guys doing?
Good.
That was a twist there, right?
That was well played.
It was well played. I don't like the person that played it, but I was definitely...
Well, it kind of like it was a bunch of bad play until that point.
Yeah, that's why I don't like what happened, because he kind of almost got rewarded for his terrible play earlier.
Yeah.
And I was definitely on Team Crab King up until that point. Like
Team what?
The Crab King of the Crabs. Isn't Alan Mr. Crabby?
Sir Bolton was.
No. But Sir Alan Bolton. Said he got cranky, crabby when he didn't eat. Yes,
no, it's because Bolton, he played with the crab
yes,
in his video.
Yes, I know
video.
That, but he also said, Alan said
he
was
cranky when he didn't eat.
Well, we said crabby. There was a joke, okay? Yeah. One of the 20 times we recorded those first two shows, I know there was a joke in there.
No. I don't recall.
I listened to them
2-1,
twice.
Carl, I'm sorry.
She could be right. I just don't remember.
See, I could be right.
Pregnancy brain. It's a thing, people.
I am having trouble breathing tonight. It may sound like I'm sighing deep, but I'm actually gasping for air.
And that's a good thing?
No, it's not. Okay. Anyway, what's up, guys?
Anyway.
Can we just say this? Is the romance over between Jessica and Cole?
It should be over, but Jessica, like, my heart hurts for her, and the fact that she's... doesn't want to, like, lose him. So instead of being like, dude, that was not cool, like, she's just going to take it.
No, I think she's...
I think she played it right.
Yeah, I think she played it right. She's got to still... She still needs the vote on her side, so she can't be like, F you, we're done.
Yes,
like,
well...
that's no good for her gameplay.
I did not say to say F you, we're done.
Well, she wouldn't.
She wouldn't, but her confessional crying...
I want my kiss back.
Her crying confessional really upset me as a woman to see another woman struggling and giving her reason as thinking that it could be her fault. It's not your fault, Jessica. It's not your fault.
Well, I mean, it's not your fault that Cole's an idiot.
Yeah.
Remember when you said hashtag Cole is my goal, Colleen? I'm sorry. I'm putting the stamp of
Cole gets Cole.
How's Cole still in this game?
My new hashtag is Cole is dull.
Has he gone to tribal yet?
No, he has not.
No, he's not.
Not okay.
So that's why he's still... Well, he's getting the winner's edit then.
I don't understand where he thought that was a good idea for the play. But we'll get into that when we get into the recap.
You already had the advantage.
Jump too far ahead in our skis.
But he literally told everybody but one person.
All right. Let's go to...
Yeah, the person that had the advantage.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like that old joke where you pass it down, you pass it down. Hey, such and such has a thing. Such and such has a thing. And then you turn to the next guy. He's the one that actually has the thing. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, lame. I didn't like the advantage. Didn't like how it played out. It stinks when you nullify another person's vote. It wouldn't have mattered, I guess, in the situation. If they were all going for Joe. I don't know. Maybe it would have caused Joe to not give his idol to Desi. Who knows?
Well, Ashley with a terrible poker face.
Yeah, that didn't help either. But either way, interesting game of Survivor tonight. Excited to talk about it. But before we get into that, I want to thank people that make this show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack. Whether you contribute $1 or more a month, every single thing you contribute helps make all of our shows possible. And the more you contribute, the more stuff you get in return. Check it out. Go on to jayandjack.com. Click on the Become a Patron link to become a patron today. All right, Colleen, let's kick off this recap. What do you say?
All right, let's do it. So, Survivor Triple H, Episode 4. I don't like having snakes around. Except that they're black snakes. They kill all the bad snakes.
That's a really long title.
Yes, I well, there was an ellipsis in there somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, hashtag drop your buffs. That's how we start out the episode, pretty much. Which Zach got very excited when it opened up with
the challenge.
Yeah. He was like, "The game! Ah!" It was really cute.
So now you can go to bed earlier.
I wish. We had two bags of popcorn to keep him, like microwave popcorn to keep him in, occupied over this hour. Like I said, parents of the year. So popcorn's
a healthy snack.
Sure, except when you add the butter and the salt to it, totally healthy.
He was throwing you a lifeline and you didn't take it.
That's true.
You can get microwave popcorn without the butter and without the salt.
Yeah, but why?
Actually, get an air popper.
Yeah.
Add a little Parmesan cheese to it.
You don't need an air popper.
You don't need the butter.
Zachary has an air popper that Grandma Bev got him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That is right.
Mm-hmm. I know. Jay was looking at me like, "No, we don't," but we did anyway. They drop their buffs and regroup into three tribes. The blue tribe is Ashley, Alan, Desi, Joe, and Devin. The yellow tribe is Ryan, Allie, Chrissy, JP, and Rourke. And the red tribe is Dr. Mike, Jessica, Cole, Lauren, and Ben. Mm.
So the power couple, a.k.a. the unpower couple, Jess and Cole, get to stay together. But the other power couple, do not, Chrissy and Ben, get broken up.
And so does JP, the super couple, power couple, JP and Ashley.
And that worked out good. That worked out probably better for JP.
Probably.
Yes.
It probably worked out better for all of them the way that it ended up, except Jessica, apparently. So Ben and Chrissy aren't thrilled to be broken up. Ben is scared to move forward as the only hero on his new tribe. We head into the reward challenge, and they're playing for PB&J Bonanza, which I thought he was saying was peanut butter and banana. And I was I also thought it was
banana. I said, ugh.
My thing was just like,
are they gonna play some Elvis music with that, or?
it seemed like a pretty lame reward.
You could see some of their faces. Yeah, were just like, you know, yay.
I'm gonna sit this one out, Jeff. I'm not gonna bust my knee or break. Is there an some ankle.
Salt? It's not salt and pepper.
Yeah, it's not salt and pepper.
Well, if you're hungry, there's nothing probably better for you than a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to get it in there.
Love peanut butter and jelly. I would have played to win it.
I wouldn't. I hate peanut butter and jelly. I would eat the bread and the chips.
I like peanut butter and jelly, but how good is that bread going to stay fresh out there in the heat and humidity?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't turn the food down in general.
Well, they said you have the big thing. It could last for a few days. I'm like, that bread's not going to last.
You have to tweet at one of them and ask how long it lasted.
Yeah, there you go, Jack.
All right,
do some investigative journalism.
Yes.
I'm making a note of it right now.
There you go. That is what's important that we would like to know. Inquiring minds. Tweet at Redmond. See if he can find out. So everybody, in a challenge where everybody's getting physical now on Survivor, the red team ends up winning. And the red team is the Yawa team.
Sure.
Yawa. Yeah.
I just know there's another one called SoCo. So
yeah, which Southern we kept Comfort. Saying SoCo and Lime Team.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even like Southern Comfort, but
does anybody?
People that like it, I don't know. All right. Anyway,
people in the South.
Yeah, I'm in the South right now.
I just threw it out there. I think it may be Deep South.
Okay. So we head to Yawa Day 9. And the tribe takes comfort in knowing that they all worked together really well and they won the peanut butter and jelly. They get to know each other, and Jessica finds a secret advantage in her bag of chips.
She almost ate it.
and then after that, she just stared at it like it was Gollum in the Ring.
She stared at that more than she stares at Cole.
Cole, yeah.
I think that's what she goes, yes. I'm tossing coal to the curb.
Yeah, right. She should have. The advantage is good for the next tribal, and it blocks somebody else from voting. If she doesn't go to tribal, she can send it to someone else on another tribe. Do you think that she interpreted sending it away that whoever she gave it to, she'd block their vote, like it ended up being, or she was going to give it to someone else to use to block their
vote.
She
knew how to use it because she wanted to protect the healers, so she gave it to.
She made the right move.
Yeah.
So.
That's right. So I guess she did know. I misinterpreted it.
So, like Devin, it was a surprise for you. It was like, cool, bro.
Yeah, not cool.
Cool.
Yeah, pretty much.
I got an advantage all day long. I'm thinking that. Yeah. Now I lose my vote.
Wait, this isn't an advantage. It's a disadvantage.
Now, I like how it played out, but should somebody just get a advantage out of luck? Like yeah. that.
Well, that's it. They always do the clues.
I know,
stuff
but
out of luck.
There's just really no strategy involved.
Yeah,
the way she used it was strategical, but she didn't.
Yeah, getting it wasn't anything. And my other problem is that it's guaranteed to be that one specifically is guaranteed to be used in the game. Like there was no way not to use it. Like it wasn't going to show up, and that to me is forcing the
gameplay.
Yeah, the gameplay, essentially.
So what?
And not to mention that, it takes away the strategy of the tribal council.
Yeah.
Right then it was like, now, maybe that, we'll get to it when we get to tribal council, but to me it just, I mean, I like how that sometimes, I like a few idols because it does, they have to think before they vote. But this one kind of was like, I don't know. I'd rather they have to do something, go find it. Here's a map to it or something like that. And they have to leave the. It's not just it's in my chips.
I wonder, did it have to be used, or could he have just been like, you know what? I know I'm pretty sure I got the votes here. I'm not going to use it. You know, I'm going to pass on the temptation.
And it had to. Why would you? Why would you want to do that?
I don't know.
It had to be used.
Yeah, because that one was like they had to open it up at the vote.
Okay. Yeah. No, I know that.
The other one. So
I know that, but did he have to open it or was it optional? Like, if you want to use this advantage,
no,
tonight,
I said
you
open
can.
At. I mean, I guess he could have just kept it in his pocket and not used it, but to him, he thought it was an advantage for him. So it was kind of a
right.
Yeah. If it was worded, this is not an advantage.
Special disadvantage, and you've won.
Yeah, I see what you're saying now. Yeah, I guess. Well, he probably didn't. But
like, was he punished for being greedy enough to try to use an advantage?
But why wouldn't you use it if somebody gave it to you?
If I get something that says I have an advantage, I'm going to open it up.
Yes, of course, I know that. But sometimes, you know, you get tested with temptation, and maybe whatever. I'm sure that this has been asked and answered by the time you guys are all listening to this, and you can tweet at us what it is. So, all right.
They're not thinking about that. They're thinking about, is that bread going to be still good 2 days later?
You know, I love bread, so I'd probably still eat it 2 days later. Was that your chair creaking or your back?
No, that was me. Yeah, bread gets all soft and green and stuff. No. Well, gotta pass.
You know, maybe they could have used it in what was the season where they all almost died of infection. Like maybe they could have taken the mold from the bread, made some antibiotics out of that fungus, and cured it. Maybe, Debbie would have done it.
Yeah, there you go, Debbie. I cured polio.
Yeah, she would have grown penicillin, made penicillin out of that mold, and cured everybody, and then talked about it in confessionals for the rest of the game.
That sounds right.
That sounds right.
Be honest with you, she wouldn't even have to do all that. She just takes credit for it.
Yes, that too. Anyways, Jessica tells Cole and Dr. Mike about her advantage. Cole tells Ben to try to gain his trust, but then he goes and tells Lauren.
I'd have been okay with him just telling. I mean, I wouldn't have told anybody, but. You know, the whole thing he's talking about, I'm trying to build people's trust. Well, are you listening to what you're saying?
You have three people that are a lock. You can't lose in that situation.
And you're already destroying two people's trust that you already have to try and gain two other people's trust that you don't
that
even
you don't
need.
I'm giving him the Dave.
Exactly. So garbage play.
It was horrible.
Garbage.
I mean, when he was saying it out loud, you think, okay, he's going to hear what he's saying. And I shouldn't be telling them because
Jessica
and
team.
Dr. Mike
yes.
are on my side and they already trust me.
Right, and what did he think was going to happen when literally everybody in...
Yeah, and when you tell everybody...
It's not an advantage anymore.
I don't get it. This season so far is some of the worst gameplay since Boston Rob's season, I think. It's just some really bonehead
moves. Since last season when JP stood up at the tribal and effectively ruined Malcolm's game. When he went over to Brad Culpepper and was
yeah.
But there was absolutely no reason to do what he did, and unless he was thinking long term, they'll all trust me.
Yeah.
But my thing is, okay, you're breaking the trust of your alliance to come tell me I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well.
Luckily for him, he's pretty. That's all I gotta say.
He's not even pretty to me anymore. But I was anti JP, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't big on JP.
You thought JP didn't have as nice a butt as I thought.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
That's what it was.
There wasn't much there, I'm just saying. But it's fine. Some people like that.
Apparently.
It's not for me.
Sometimes you covet what you don't have.
No, I've got plenty of butt.
I know. I was talking about me.
Okay.
We go to SoCo and Lime Day 9. Rourke feels alone. Ryan is glad to have ended up with Chrissy and lets her know about the super idol from episode 1. Chrissy feels loved. Maybe he felt
Go ahead.
I was going to say, Chrissy says something like to the effect of, maybe he felt like I was his mother and he wanted to play the game with his mother.
Now, he saw you puke and said, okay, she's going to need it.
Yeah, and he's just being really, really nice and not putting it like that to you.
He played it perfectly.
Yeah, he did.
Because she ate it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a real good job.
She was all like, they love me. He really likes me.
I mean, I think she's a smart player, but I think she got... I guess you can trust Ryan at this point, but I think she got kind of... She was... I think she... Like you said, we saw it. She overreacted to it. I don't know what you're trying to say here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought, okay, you're going too much. You're gushing over it too much.
I
mean, she needs to do it, though, because she is the lone hero in that camp, correct?
No. No, Chrissy is on that tribe with JP.
It's JP. So she's not solid with JP. So I think Rourke
is the lone wolf.
Lone wolf.
Okay. But I think it's for him it works, and for her it's good to have. I mean, you play it, and you want them to feel like that was a really good move.
Oh yeah,
on
but
his
I'm
part.
Just,
I thought it was fine. I think it was an overplay on her part.
All right,
I really
okay.
didn't.
Yeah.
But you puked. That's why you
Anyway, she feels secure to have someone else get her further in the game, which I'm assuming that we saw this prolonged scene because she and Ryan must take each other far enough in the game.
I think she can win it.
I don't know if she can win it, but I can
I really like her play.
I can see her going super far and like scooting in under the radar, but making those decisions.
She was my winner's pick, right?
I can never remember.
I can never remember either. You had Desi, Chrissy, and
Jack. She was a final three pick for you.
Yeah.
But your winner's pick is Ben. So that's still good, as they're aligned if they can get back together.
So I have Ben, Desi, and Chrissy. Okay.
You might get something out of that.
I have Desi, which I thought, you know, Joe screwed up her game today, but
yeah.
You know what? I could see what he was doing though.
I think everybody could see that.
Therein lies the problem.
I'm almost legally blind without my contacts, and I could see that.
I was trying to give Joe some credit.
Yeah, don't try. Just don't. he's on my list tonight. So we go to Lebu.
Oh, there goes Cole. Tossed to the side there. Toss the curtain.
No, I'm still mad at Cole, too. Cole gets Cole. Levu, day 9. Desi wants to work with Devin as the swing vote. Ashley is not happy to be stuck on her new tribe with Alan. However, they decide to work together to try to get one of the healers out. Joe decides to make a big play to get Devin onto his side and tells him that the heroes want him out. Devin feels like he could be in big trouble. We head over to Yawa day 10.
Okay, let's pause here for a second. Do you think Joe, that was a bad move by Joe? It ended up being a bad move for him because then it just turned Devin to the other side when he asked the other people. But was that a good play or bad play, lying about that?
Bad play.
I mean, it wasn't great.
Yeah, cause, I mean, it's tough because it just you don't know Devin that well. You don't know how he's going to play it. And if he does find out that you lied, then how is that person going
to
trust
you? You simply say, hey, we want you to be involved in our you know, alliance. There's cracks over there. You could say that they're not getting along, which is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. Truth.
I think he could have built a relationship without having to lie to him, which puts Joe's game at risk. So
yeah,
bad play number one by Joe in this episode.
Yeah, but Joe kind of wants to be that agent of chaos, as we've seen.
He's not very good at it.
He's good at causing the chaos,
he's
but
good
he's not
as Chaos Cass.
Hey, Chaos Cass was good at it.
Yes, yeah, she was on twice and has won the million. How many times? Oh, I'm sorry.
She got pretty close the first time around. The second time, she got screwed, and it wasn't even really her own doing, but whatever.
Oh, no. She started to become chaos. She blew her own game up at that point, because she was so quiet that she couldn't last any longer.
Disagree. We'll have to agree to disagree, but disagree. We go to Yawa, day 10. Lauren wants to use Dr. Mike, a.k.a. the only person that Cole didn't tell about Jessica's advantage, even though he knows from Jessica, on her team with Ben. Dr. Mike is pretty upset that they all know about it, and he goes to tell Jessica. And Jessica can't believe that the rest of them know about the advantage. Cole denies telling Lauren, but confesses that he did tell Ben.
I thought he was going to throw Ben and Dr. Mike under the bus.
No.
At that point, I would have.
He's a bad liar, Bart. Yeah. He's a bad player. This
I think Jessica would have believed him, though.
I think she would have believed him because she wanted to believe him, whether or not.
Yeah. I said because then first he lies and then he has to admit he lied. I would have said, I didn't say anything. It wasn't me. Why would I say anything?
Yeah.
He's coming out here and he's bringing this out here. I guess we can't trust Mike.
Yeah.
Again.
He's not a good liar. So that was not the
first. I never would have shared that information.
Yeah.
Right. So he copes to telling Ben, though. Jessica gets upset that Cole can't keep a secret, and she feels hurt, but she won't tell him that he did her wrong because she always thinks that when somebody hurts her, she doesn't know if it's her fault or not. And like, just we talked about this. Like, I want to give her a hug and tell her that it's not your fault. Maybe we should all send her Ryan Williams gifts of saying that.
But you know, it's not her fault, but she has seen Cole in action before when
he kind of blabbed about the other advantage.
Like, yeah,
she knew. I mean,
but she has
a sign.
She's blaming herself in a different way, not like.
No, I agree, but it's just from this point on, you can't trust him.
That's twice she's gotten burned by that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know you can't trust him. You like him. But in this game, if you want to win, you got to know when to say, okay, I can only tell this person so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We head over to the immunity challenge. Team Soko and Lime wins. Then the Yawa gets second place. Jessica wants to help the healers, so she's going to try to disrupt the tribe by sending it over to a hustler.
No. Yeah.
She doesn't say who she's going to send it over to, but.
Well, there's only one hustler on that tribe, so.
Right. We go over to Levu Day 10. They know that Devin is a swing vote. Devin talks to Ashley about her wanting him out, and she denies it. So, you know, Devin decides to go with Team Heroes because he doesn't think that Joe can be trusted. Desi sees them hug and tells Joe that something's up. Joe knows he's probably going to have to play his idol, but needs to ensure that they vote for him so the idol isn't wasted. So he starts some S with Ellen and says that he wants to vote out Ashley, calling her the weakest link. Ellen says he's not going to vote for Ashley, mentions Desi as being weaker. No, Desi's better at the puzzles, the blah, blah, blah. Desi gets pretty upset, though. that her name is now thrown out there, thinking that her game is ruined. Joe tells her, ends up telling her about his idol, and the heroes speculate, try to speculate who Joe is going to vote for. Meanwhile, Devin gets the advantage slash disadvantage. All right. Thoughts on this spectacularly thrilling gameplay?
Again, it was just a bad play. He didn't have to do it. I get what he was trying to do, and even he saw that it backfired. He basically put the targets on him and Desi when it didn't need to. And then it just, again, further cements that the swing vote, Devin can't trust him. I mean, he basically wasted his idol. I think if he would have played it better with Devin, just let Ashley and Alan implode. But now you've made it three against you too. So it's just like he can sit there and brag and be like, "Oh yeah, I knew it. You showed whatever." So he saved his butt on one play there. But he didn't have to use his idol if he would have played it smarter.
Like you said, he showed the world he can't be trusted.
Yeah,
like you said, twice.
Yeah,
and Devin seems pretty trustworthy. So if Devin's going to go and tell people, they're going to believe it. So Joe's not going to last in this game much longer.
I hope that we're going to see a spectacular fall for this. I feel like we're being kind of set up for that.
Maybe. I mean, just the way he's playing, sure.
Yeah. Because he's got enemies. He's got some enemies on his own tribe, Dr. Mike. He definitely now has Devin and Ashley, for whatever that's worth. Devin has power. Ashley doesn't really have any power, but... if they survive this round to the next swap, then or the merge or whatever they're
going
to.
Well, they have power because they can get Dez on their side.
Yes, and I bet you Dez might be easier to get over to her side now.
Like Jay said, well, she said that he blew up my game, and I'm just like going, what do you do? You know, you didn't discuss it with me either. You just went. That was another thing. He just did it on his own.
Well, even the at tribal council with playing the thing, like he didn't tell her the strategy until I was like, I knew it. I got you. It's like, well, actually, you kind of threw me out there.
Yeah.
Into the wind. So just bad play.
I was perfectly safe 2 days ago, and now you're killing me.
Yep.
Yeah. Agreed.
So she should do everything in her power to get him out of the game because he's only hurting her game.
Agreed.
But then he would be the first healer out of the gate.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
We've decided he's really not a healer anyway, is he?
Mm-mm.
We head over to the tribal council, and it becomes Alan versus Joe. I wanted to see more of Alan. Like, as much as we thought he was a little over the top in the first episode, he was still fairly entertaining. I'd rather, you know... see people's ridiculous antics.
Well, I thought
he made
cases in the tribal council too. I thought
he did.
So again, I'm bummed to see him go because he was a very interesting player.
Once Devin's read his non advantage, would Alan and Ashley should they have switched their vote to Devin?
That's what I was thinking. That's
because,
what I would have
because
done.
Because they're trying to guess who has. They think someone on the. You know, either Dez or Joe has the idol.
Oh, and then it's a tie.
Just vote to, and then you can, you know.
Well, it doesn't matter. You don't get Joe out anyway because.
Well, you don't. So I'm saying, so what you do is Joe plays the idol for himself. So the only votes that would count are the ones for Devin.
Yes, but if they're not voting for Devin, if they're putting two votes on Alan and Alan and Ashley are putting two votes on Devin, then it's
rocks.
A tie.
Yeah.
But Joe is immune because he played the idol. So then it's either Desi, Ashley, or Alan.
But they're not putting votes on Joe. So you're saying then it's between
it doesn't matter
Desi,
if they're not
Alan,
putting votes on him. He's played
Devin.
His immunity idol, so he's now immune from from
but,
the vote.
Right, but it's the second time. Are they get rid of the whole if they draw rocks, there's no second round
now ties count, so they can re-vote.
Okay.
So then they would have to try. It doesn't matter because there's no votes for Joe, so they would re-vote Devin versus Alan. And...
But then Joe wouldn't be able to vote, right? Because his...
No, Joe would be able to vote. Then it would still be a 2-2 tie, so they'd have to discuss it there to see who they'd switch their vote over to. And
so
if not, then they go to
Devin.
Rocks.
They go for Alan. So then it's 2-2. 2-2. then...
Because I don't know if Devin gets a vote next time around, but if he's involved in the vote, it doesn't matter. He still doesn't get a vote.
Yeah.
Right. So it'd be... So you'd have to decide on...
Going to Rocks or or picking Devin or... And once... But here's the thing. Once the healers, Joe and Desi, see it's not one of them, they should just go to Devin. Honestly, that's what I thought they would both do. It would make sense. You don't even have... The healers wouldn't even have to waste an idol. They would just say, sorry, Devin, we're both going for you because you can't even vote. And then it's four votes versus Devin, and Devin's gone.
Yeah.
Well, that would make sense, but I think their whole point was try to keep their...
They do. They keep their...
Yeah, they keep their things. Yeah.
They guarantee that both, for the heroes and the healers, they're not losing their numbers. They're getting
they
rid of the idol
now. And they keep an idol.
And they keep an idol, yeah.
Yeah, but now they have... Now, yeah. Yeah.
that's honestly what I thought was going to happen once his vote was taken out. I'm like, oh, well, they should both just go for Devin because then that way both sides don't lose anybody.
Yeah. That's true, but I think there was too much bad blood to put that aside and go to like
it's just because
my
what I was thinking is you don't know who has the idol and you're guessing. You know, you're guessing who has the idol.
Again, this is all Monday morning quarterbacking because it was in an instant that they found out that Devin's vote was taken away.
Right.
But still, like the second it happened, I was like, oh, well, then just go for Devin. He can't vote.
Yeah.
So it's an easy vote. And that's
I thought Devin might have been a goner. I think he thought it too when he realized he couldn't vote. He's like, ugh.
Because then he has no value anymore. His swing vote value is lost.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there's no point in trying to court that relationship. Just get rid of it.
Yeah. Truth. True. You make a good point. I still think that going to a tie in Rocks would have been more fun, but...
I mean, I hate that, you know, disadvantage. I think it was... I hate it when there's things that take the play out of the gameplay out of the player's hands.
Yeah.
Not to say that Devin is, you know, a Machiavellian... genius.
He's not, but we don't like the outcome. Like if it had ended up being Joe that went home anyway, we'd be
we say he's not a genius, but he saw through Joe right away.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's no Cole. So
yeah, he's not Cole. Cole is so far the worst player.
If everyone
Joe's
trusts
an overplayer.
Me, I'll win.
Yeah.
Joe's overplaying, but like Cole's just bad, like just playing poorly. Just poor, mm-hmm. poor play.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway.
It happens.
So Joe ends up using his idol after seeing Ashley's... What was that?
That was Joe.
Oh, I was like, is there a football game on in the background or
I
something?
I told you. Yeah, I'm voting you out the next chance I can.
Yeah
pretty much. But it was Ashley's kind of face gave it away when he was... you know, going to play his idol. And I kind of saw that, too. And I was just hoping that, you know, they just took a shot of her that made it look like she was kind of giving it away. But unfortunately...
No, don't play the idol for yourself.
Yeah, unfortunately, Alan... Which, wasn't it... Was it last season? Or was the season with Millennials versus Gen X? Remember when they did that whole big thing and they ended up getting the other team to vote a certain way because...
It was with you talked about it earlier, wasn't it?
No. This was when it was Millennials versus Gen Xers. And remember Sunday, like, was like, they got David Wright to play the idol for some, remember what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm, I'm blanking.
Yeah.
So, two seasons ago, I guess it was at this point, they were trying to get the votes off of somebody else. So they all start whispering and like Adam starts whispering to Hannah who starts whispering to whoever. Sunday stands up and goes, just so you know, I heard them talking about voting out Ken. So I think that's what got them to go to Rocks to get Jessica out eventually, right?
Maybe.
I think I do remember that. Yeah.
Yes. So all I'm saying is they should have taken a play out of that book and really worked on their facial reactions. So anyway, yeah, Alan goes home. Unfortunately, Hollaback Detroit. He played for Detroit, the Detroit football team.
Did he? I don't remember that. Or maybe he's from Detroit because nobody pegged him as being a.
He played for a lot of teams.
Yeah, but okay. Nobody pegged him as being the the football, former football player.
Okay, so maybe then he's from Detroit. But anyway, there was a Hollaback hashtag. And that was end scene.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough for Allen there. Tough for Joe's bad gameplay to be rewarded here. And so it's kind of a disappointing episode ending for me, especially because it's just bad gameplay and the people that were playing better kind of got the game taken away from them. So, I'm a meh. I'm going to give this one a meh grade this week.
Fair.
I'm against all the, you know, again, things that take away the gameplay from the players just to force some type of
you're old
crazy.
School.
I don't mind the immunity idols so much, but it's just like with all these little things they're throwing, it's just like, come on.
Fair enough.
And it was luck that she found it in the chips.
I mean, it was like in the chips. Like at least with I'm blanking out Turtleneck.
Turtleneck, you mean Ryan?
Ryan. he had to see it there. Everybody had the same chance to find it. He had to stop. He had to take the risk of taking that and then hiding it and then making it back to his camp with it. This advantage was in a bag of chips, so it's easy to conceal. You could just keep the bag of chips so everybody goes away. And no matter what happens, it's going to be played because your tribe doesn't go to tribal, you send it to somebody else, and that person can't open it and figure out what it is until the vote. I just think that's a lame duck advantage, and shame on the producers for thinking that's a good idea.
Hey, you know, if it had been used in a bigger tribe situation, the vote could have been more live.
Sure, but there's only five people.
I know, I'm just saying.
So, but all the tribes are only five people, it all evened out, so.
I think
perhaps they should have used this, they should have gone to two teams of seven or whatever it is with somebody at exile or
you think the problem with
that exile person gets to cancel out somebody else's vote. Ooh,
do you think the problem they came up with, the reason they came up with this stuff, because you had a few years there where nobody was playing the game and they said, okay, we got to figure out ways to get these people to play the game. But now it seems like you have people who want to play the game. I agree with Jay. Let them play the game.
Yeah, but just.
You know there's an idol. I mean, okay, I got the idol out there I got to worry about. Now I got to worry about this.
Just random thing that's going to completely throw everything for a loop.
It's like when they switch up the tribes right away.
I don't mind switching up the tribes because, again, especially on returning player seasons, you have to mix it up. So people
returning players, yes, but new players, let them get a little traction before you switch them up.
I think they got enough track. I mean, I'm not as against. I just think that advantage this week was a big thumbs down for me.
Fair enough.
But anyway, Colleen, do we have
the worst part is there's going to be more of them.
Yeah, probably. Colleen, what feedback do we have for this week?
All right. So our first email comes from Victoria.
Victoria.
She says, yes. No, that was an awesome and intense Survivor. I'm so down with the special advantages being used against people.
That's okay. People can have. It's just my opinion. It doesn't have to be everybody's opinion.
Looking at Twitter, some people were confused and thought Devin could use it to block someone else's vote. But I feel that they explained it right. I was actually confused because I thought that he could use it to block someone else's
vote. I was too. I didn't. And that's when you're saying he gave it to the healers. I was like, no, he didn't. He gave it to a hustler. Wait, what?
Yeah, I was confused myself. I find it hard to believe that Allen couldn't throw during the reward challenge, seeing that he's a football player. Good point. Maybe
was he a receiver? Or I mean, it's just that wasn't his specialty.
Fair enough.
Or defense? I don't know.
Maybe he played for the Chargers. Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, who's that team? I don't know who they are.
Can't wait to hear the podcast. This week was definitely not meh. So,
that's good. We should have the counterpoint. That's fine. It's fine. Let's have the counterpoint. I'm okay with that.
But
I'm okay with other people being wrong.
In defense of the special advantages, though, the way that it was found at reward challenges, they always more frequently do that somebody else finds the advantage in like a random, drink.
But again, it's like, but they're in the and they have to take it out and then hide it somewhere. This is a bag of chips. She could just keep it in the bag of chips. She didn't have to take it out of the bag of chips until everybody else was away. in almost every other situation, it's like, you know, what was the one where they had hamburgers and like margaritas?
Oh,
and
with the Wes.
Yeah, and yeah, the it was burping. Like what, under the plate or something, and then they had to kind of secretly somehow get it off the plate into their pocket. Like this was like you just keep it in the chip bag and just put it in your like. Of course you could say, like, I'm going to save my chips. I'm going to savor these chips, et cetera, et cetera. Nobody's going to think anything different about
it. You sound a little cranky, like you haven't eaten in 6 days.
I'm being a little Alan right now, I know.
I hate to say it, but I agree with Jay.
Yeah.
There was no – it just basically was handed to you. And how do we know – I'm not saying this was done, but how do we know the producers didn't just go, okay, we're going to give this to Jessica?
We don't even know the producer specifically hand her that bag of chips and say, you only you touch this?
Well, I don't know. They who passed out the chips? I don't know.
I think that they all just kind of took them by luck. I don't think that it was put out there for specifically for somebody.
But see what you're doing though. You're making people think, oh, they want certain people to win.
I don't think that they do. I think that they genuinely threw it. They probably were hoping.
We're going to pass out the chips. Jessica, you want to pass out the chips? Take this one. You take this one.
Well, I think that we might need to rewatch that scene and see who actually
I don't know.
We
just came in. They were all eating. And then Cole starts, yeah, I'm from Wyoming and whatever.
Well, I think that you guys are getting a little too conspiracy.
I'm not going to go that far, Jack. I'm just going to say – the way the advantage was put out there, there's no skill and there's no risk for that person.
And we don't know that it wasn't fixed.
Yeah. Well,
it wasn't fixed.
Jada said yes.
Oh, my God.
Let's go to the next. Do we have anything else?
Our next email comes from Mandy. Bad news. Hashtag Cole is my goal isn't winning. Even worse news. He was my winner's pick in the pool.
Oh, no.
To give me the best chance at beating my kids, who should be my new winner pick now?
I think Chrissy, I think Ben.
I think Dez is in trouble.
I think Dez is in trouble. Well, it depends. If there's like another merge, like a go to two teams kind of thing.
She needs to do something other than just hang around. She needs to start making some moves.
Yeah, she does.
Only once in a while do you get the whole $1 million by just sitting around doing nothing. So
I'd like
Michelle. Sorry, go ahead.
I would like to point out that Ryan is still doing pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, Ryan's doing well. I think Ryan and Devin, that pair. So I think there is some good play out
there. There's several people. I would take Alan would be a good pick.
Awesome. We'll have to workshop this in the
There's no Redemption Street. Island? There's no...
No Redemption,
no Redemption Island.
Although, well, then don't take Alan.
Victoria does have a good point. For somebody that's supposed to be very athletic, Alan frequently didn't excel in the challenges. It was no Brad Culpepper.
I think I said that last week.
You may have said that last week, but he was no Culpepper.
I'm not trying to take Victoria's thunder, but I think she took mine.
You're not saying that the fix is in.
I was saying that he was weak with the coconut. That's what I said.
Yes, you did. Apparently coconuts are actually difficult to open.
I guess.
That's what I've heard.
With the coconut, you're going to vote out.
Anyways, this final email is from Matt. Cole and Joe are the worst players left in the game. I understand that Joe made a good move playing the idol for himself, but there were so many other moves to make without making yourself look like a lunatic. If he had a conversation with Ashley, she probably lets him know that she has no love for Alan. He saved himself this week, but why would Desi stick with him next vote? I wouldn't want to be attached to that guy. And Cole, dude, WTF, how do you tell everyone? I can kind of understand telling Ben. He comes across as a trustworthy guy. Getting him on your side by telling him a secret isn't a bad plan. But once he told Lauren, he totally screws his closest ally and himself. Or he wishes he was screwing his closest ally and himself. Oh, we didn't talk about that awkward comment he makes about how he wants to pay her back for giving him a hug and a kiss when he trusted her.
I was like,
her.
Oh, so you're going to give her back a hug and a kiss? Oh, no, you're just going to stab her in the back. Okay, that's the same thing.
That's good. Yeah, it is the same thing in Cole's world.
So.
Yeah, but did Joe really make a great move playing the idol for himself? It was a no-brainer at this point. I don't know. I got to play the idol for myself. I don't know how they're going to vote.
Yeah, well, Ashley, again, was like, you know, salivating at the when he's like, I'm going to play this for me. Or, and she's like,
yes.
Yeah, you. But
either way, at that point, I'm playing that idol for myself. If I'm bringing the idol out, it's going for me.
Yeah, especially in a tribe of five.
Yeah. Right.
Where
true story.
You know, Desi's not really his ally. She's just his ally by default here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, Jessica should cut him loose. Devin is a way better option anyway. What's his rhyme? All right, what's Devin's hashtag? Devin is heaven.
Devin is heaven. Devin goes all the way to 11.
Devin's
an 11, but no. See, that implies that he's hotter than Ken is a 10, and Ken is a 10 is still way better than Devin is 11. So
I don't know. I think Devin's a little more handsome. I think a little younger.
Yeah. Plus, he's from San Diego.
He was from San Diego. We don't have much.
Winning.
Hashtag Devin is 11. Boom.
No. Hashtag Devin is a 7.
I think Jack and I both agree. Hashtag
Devin is a 7.
Devin is
11. Well, you can't say he's a 7. He's better than a 7. He's so he's got to be. Seven. So it's Devin is 11. You got to go with
no,
that.
No, but he's not an 11.
Hashtag Devin is 11.
My sister would root for it, too, because he looks like Randolph Mantooth.
Boom. Oh, God. Not him again.
Well, we'll let the listeners decide. You guys let us know. Devin is 11 or it's, Devin is 7.
Because your only choices are 7,
11.
Which he's not, or 11.
Or heaven. So or Bo Bevan.
I think it's 7 or 11. Is he a 7?
Devin is
low.
Unleavened bread.
Okay, yes. I think we need to crowdsource this one. Please tweet at us or comment in the Facebook group or something and let us know what you think that Devin's hashtag is, because I do believe that Cole might be stripped of his hashtag worthy title.
Yeah. Cole's got to go.
Yeah, Cole's got to go.
Hopefully this season can keep up the momentum from tonight. Much better episode than the first three. As always, thanks, guys, and let's go Yankees! Yoo-hoo!
You're the only Yankee fan in this room,
Connie. I know.
Sorry.
I know.
Even though I don't have any ill will towards the Yankees. So it's
I will say this, though. I said it on Twitter and Facebook, if the Yankees and Dodgers in the World Series, I have no choice but to root for the Yankees.
Plus, I feel like the Yankees kind of pulled back from just trying to outspend everybody. That's the Dodgers.
Did you tell?
They actually had some young players they've been
Zachary randomly wanted to watch a baseball game the other night.
He did. And when I put it on, he's like, no, not this. DuckTales. And I
was like, okay. Well, he was talking about baseball the other day.
Yeah.
In the car, he was like going, is that it kept going, pointing to things. Is that baseball? I go, no. I go, that's not baseball.
It was all sorts of odd. Because, you know, he's not anti-baseball, but we have no more face feedback now. Jay just asked if there was any more. Well, he's not anti-baseball, but it's a little slow for him. Anyway, that takes care of our feedback. I don't know where to go from here.
All right, well,
time to make our picks.
Where do we go from here?
It's time to tally the votes. Let's see how we did.
I was close.
Let's go to our preseason picks here. So Alan was the one that was sent home. I had Alan as a final three pick. Colleen had merged. Jack had merged. So nobody gets any points for your preseason pick here.
At least I still have my final three.
Joe was Jack's pick to go home. It was close,
oh,
Jack.
Oh, so close.
Colleen said Ashley. That's another one.
I thought Alan was going to turn on her for sure.
Mine was better because I got some votes.
And I also had Joe, so mine was just as good as Jack's. So no points.
I went first. You just played the... I'm going to play strategy where if I don't, I just go with the winner.
All right, Colleen, you are up first to pick.
All right. I am going to go with, Joe.
I think Joe.
I want a revenge go home.
Okay. All right. It is my pick next. I think... I think it's Ashley. I'm gonna say Ashley. Jack, your pick.
I'm gonna go with Rourke. Okay. I think she's going home. I don't know why.
Rourke.
You forget right, she's on this show. I mean,
well,
she
that's
only
the second
gets,
time
like,
Jack has picked Rourke to go home in only 5 episodes. So.
So what do you have against Rourke?
Yeah, against Rourke. I don't know.
You don't see her. You forget she's even there.
All right. The tallies as they stand right now. I have 3. Jack has 3. Colleen has 1. All of our winner picks are still in it. Jack, you have Ben, which is pretty solid. Colleen, you have Ryan, which is solid. I have Desi, which is not solid. So we'll just see how that plays out.
I don't know. She might be out of the woods.
I'm a little worried about Ben, though, because he's by himself.
But he's likable. And Cole's just going to self-implode anyway.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true. Oh, my God. We're going to get some like crazy crying confessional when Jessica has to vote him out.
Can you see the sobbing going on?
Yes.
I let him kiss my kiss the cheek. And then Cole notes him. Well, maybe you won't.
All right. That, I think, will do it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Colleen time.
Also, give us an email to survivorjjc@gmail.com. Let's get survivorjjc@gmail.com. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJack group. Become a patron today. All of our shows are made possible by our patrons, listeners, just like you listening to this right now. If you enjoy what we do, click on the Become a Patron link on jayandjack.com today. Whether you contribute $1 or more a month, it all helps make all of our shows possible. I want to especially thank Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Letter Carrier. Thank you so much for your patronage, and thank you to all of our patrons.
He is actually the creepy mailman.
Also,
if you listen to the upcoming broadcast, he leaves us 2 voicemails, one as the creepy mailman and one as the funny mailman. Okay. We decided the creepy definitely outweighs the funny.
we did find out his mom listens to Dancing with the Stars.
Fantastic.
So because I said he doesn't because Cindy kept trying to get him to talk about his socks. I said, I don't think he listens, but his mom listens to the show. So there you go.
Well, there you go.
And she probably washes his socks. So there we go.
If you purchase anything on Amazon, there's another way that you can help support the Jay and Jack Network. Go to this link, jayandjack.com/Amazon. It'll look like the normal Amazon that you use, but a small percentage of those sales will go to the Jay and Jack Network podcasters. So if, say, you can't give an extra dollar more a month, that's fine. If you shop on Amazon, that's a great way to support us. If you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way you can support us. Give us a review on iTunes. Go to jayandjack.com/iTunes. That has the entire network of Jay and Jack podcasts, like the ones that are happening this fall, like Stranger Things with Jay, Jack, and Mike, Dancing with the Stars with Jack, Cindy, and Heather. Broadcast with Colleen, Shandy, and Amanda.
Yes.
Ramblecast with Jack, myself, Boston, and Nick, and whoever else subs in for when one of us are out of town, and more. So if you enjoy what we do, please give
forgot,
us a
forgot
review.
The rest of the names?
He did. That's okay, though. We won't
no, I mean, on the other podcast, so you just... Okay. I was saying you were doing a great job. I was giving you a compliment, you know.
Thanks, guy. That was just off the top of my head. I don't have a script here that I'm reading. That well, will obviously. Do it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. We'll see you guys next week. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.